The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Streaming and the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Wherever you get your podcasts are out there. Different listening patterns because you might not be working and driving in your car. Please keep up with the show because we're going to stay live through the whole thing, you know, except unless it's a weekend. Then we're going to be home. We're going to be home like you guys are.
Or Good Friday.
Yeah, we're doing. We found Jesus this year. We're taking Good Friday off.
It is a company holiday.
It's a company holiday. They don't want us in here anyway. They want us to separate as much as possible.
We're not here on Friday?
No, we should tell you that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, we should have told you that. Yeah.
Sleep in. Enjoy more time with the family.
There's a best of put together. Not a good best of push put together, but we'll be back live. Well, we're live today and tomorrow. Lewis Black later on this morning.
Not a minute too soon.
And then back all next week.
We are also celebrating National Straw Hat Month.
All right.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get your straw hat.
I have one.
That seems like it could be a day.
Becky hates it.
Everybody looks good in a straw hat. Yeah.
Nope.
Is it a hillbilly one with a brim?
No. Straw it's hat? It's more of a, it's not even Jamaican. It's more of a, not Jamaican, it's
something you'd wear in a rice paddy?
No, not that.
That style?
No, it's not that.
I could see you working that.
No. It would look like you'd see like an old white dude on a beach in Florida, that kind of hat.
On Palm Beach.
Yeah, that kind of hat.
A Palm Beach straw fedora type thing.
Because I bought it online, I don't know, 10 years ago. And I think I golfed in it once, and it doesn't look good. But it does fit my big noggin, though. I got a big one.
Well, that's a straw. I gave its life.
And I like it. I said, I'm going to wear this out in the yard if you don't want me to, but I just like it.
Yeah, that's a yard hat.
Totally a yard hat. Yeah.
If you did any yard work, you'd wear that yard hat.
I hosed off the deck last night, and that's not a euphemism.
That's too bad.
No, but I did also do
I was going to high five you.
Oh.
All right.
Sometimes I pee off the deck, but I never hose the deck off.
Yeah.
Get the power washer out.
I didn't. I have a power washer, but I didn't use it because it was a regular hose took it off. There you go.
I love power washers.
That's why we don't talk about stuff we do when we get home. That's how boring that is. Right. That's how boring the audience is going
to be. You didn't have time to drag out the power washer.
No, I did not.
On my walk,
I did have time.
I know you did.
I noticed the neighbor was... staining his deck.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
Stained that deck last night.
And I was downwind of it.
Stain on that
smelled
deck.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hung around
oh,
a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Caught a bit of a buzz.
That does smell good.
Mind if I sniff your deck?
Right.
You haven't asked before, puss, but
I'm a stain huffer from way back.
Oh, we all are.
It's the little things anymore.
It really is.
See, he's picking up a new vice.
Per Craig's advice.
Sniffing decks.
You know, I think that's bad advice upon reflection.
Good. Probably.
I think Dr. Mina said the same thing, to pick up a new vice.
Whatever.
Pick up an old vice.
I think it might be a bad idea.
Yeah. I say
to
you...
To really get on that vice and go at it hard.
Oh, there will be an upbeat.
I think that's a bad idea.
Really commit yourself.
There will be an upbeat.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Alcoholism is going to go way up.
Yes, it is.
But I think you should sustain your old vices.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Don't pick up any new ones, but sustain the old ones, at least for the meantime.
Well, yeah, but the trouble is that with this more time and more stress, that you just get into it harder and you do it more.
Right.
I think that's what I've been doing with drinking.
Yeah. What do you drink every night? What different flavor?
I had vodka soda last night.
Got it.
Yeah.
What's so?
Well, the problem with that is it tastes every consecutive drink tastes better.
Yes.
Because you add another lime and it's more citrus.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. And the vodka goes back in there, right?
So good.
So good. What other choices do you make?
I have wine. I've got some tequila at home. Rum.
I'm trying to mix
beer.
Everything up too. I forget about rum though.
You just got a big,
I like the spiced rum.
You just got a big, like a big Dungeons and Dragon dice every night. You just roll. What are we drinking? Ah, tequila.
Yeah, because yesterday when I got up from my nap, and I realized that, this is one of the days where they're not offering a yoga class online.
You start drinking early.
It's 2 in the afternoon. Give me a reason to not drink right now.
Because you're right. The only reason you're not drinking now is 5:30's yoga class, right?
Right.
And it's a half hour or so?
It's 4:30 to 6.
And then you go drink right away. You pour a drink, right?
I come home.
Now,
I unwind for a little bit.
You can do yoga by yourself. I know you don't want to do that. So.
No, I can't. I don't have that brain where I can do a nice yoga flow. I have to have somebody telling me what to do.
But you can still, probably an app or
you
something.
You can still just do moves in the basement.
Yeah.
But do those at 2, so you can start drinking by 3.
But that's what I ended up doing, is going downstairs and lifting some weights.
My buddy, our buddy.
And then walking dogs.
Our gambling buddy, our bookie buddy, texts me. He pretty much every day texts and says what time he starts drinking. One day was, I think Friday was 11. I think yesterday was 2 o'clock. Cracked my first beer, 2 o'clock. He ain't working, obviously.
Are you asking him to do this? Or
no, I just get random, cracked my first beer, 2
He's
o'clock.
He's like, I started.
Here it is. Okay. here it was. This was Friday. Oh, yeah. Friday was first beer, 9:55. That's morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that, because if I was going to open a beer and was aware of the time and it was 9:55, I'd be like, at least wait until 10.
Yep. Nope. 9:55.
Like, 9:55.
Hey, that's after work. for us.
That. Monday was first beer, 2:05. And he also mentioned his wife's home that day. So 2:05.
It's just like tailgating rules everywhere.
Yeah,
just
is.
Pretend you're at a football game.
It is.
No, it's airport rules.
It is.
Yeah.
Airport rules, kickoffs at 11. We'll go into stadium around 10. You're right. You're drinking early.
There are no time zones or expectations in airports.
Right.
You drink when you're in an airport.
Oh, yeah. You're in your own little world when you're in the airport.
I feel bad for recovering alcoholics. You know, normally I don't.
The one time I got a look from a waitress in an airport bar at 10 a.m. on a Monday, I'm like, what? No.
No, that's stupid.
Get out of my face.
There's a great,
go give me the beer.
There's a great meme out there, just not even a political one, just about alcohol. And so it shows a guy behind the counter at a liquor store. And he goes, don't give me that look. Don't give me that look. It's 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm buying liquor. Why are you open? Why are you open? Why are you open?
I think one of the quiz questions on my therapy.
I'll bring that in tomorrow, man.
My therapy.
Gonna find out how nuts you are.
Said, no, it would concern all of us.
Well, we're all nuts.
Most of it is about the moderation thing and about the drinking thing.
Do you
hang out with people who don't drink? Or are all your friends problem drinkers?
What do you mean problem drinkers? You're not a problem drinker.
Does it have to be one or the other?
Yeah, no. Leaving a lot of ground in between. Now.
She's assuming all your friends are.
I don't think she wrote that thing.
No. This is some standardized test.
Too standardized.
I'm taking some liberties with the verbiage.
There's
there,
a
too.
Big deal between drinkers and problem drinkers. That's a whole big gap.
Yeah, but we know people who don't drink. I don't know if I necessarily hang out with them, though. I don't know how I can honestly answer that question. And I got to get the right words.
You mean don't drink at all?
Yeah.
I don't really know anybody.
Well,
I do know my brother-in-law. He doesn't drink. But other than that, I don't. That's my brother-in-law in Pennsylvania, so we don't see
anyone
each other.
I know that doesn't drink may smoke.
Or does.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Is high as hell all the time, right? So that's the same thing.
Well, again, it doesn't have to be that extreme.
Yeah, you're sober. You're not sober. Either way, you're not
sober. It
doesn't
have to be that extreme.
Once in a while, we hang out with Craig, even on a social
basis. But he's partying. He hang out with Craig when he's high.
I'll have a beer in my hand.
Yeah, he had a couple of drinks a while
my
back.
Toes
but
in
he's
the sand.
Not much of a drinker. Like, when's the last time you
but he'd be still a guy that drinks. We were with him at a party.
I know he's not
4 weeks
it.
Ago, he was buzzed as hell on alcohol.
He's not a teetotaler.
I was with him.
Oh, you did get a little buzzed
He was
up.
Totally buzzed. You left early. He was buzzed, man. was great.
I should have hung around so I could take advantage of him.
Yeah, because you got to get him drunk to do that.
You wouldn't have to hang around for that.
Yeah. You just got to ask.
You pretend to put up a resistance.
Yeah,
he's a lot less inhibited when he's drunk.
Oh, okay.
Which is why we don't drink.
Just a little more fun.
Which is why we don't drink so much.
I don't know anybody that doesn't have a couple beers. I really don't.
A little more open to suggestions.
I do. I know people that don't.
Are they high, though?
Yes.
Oh, see, well, then to me, that's the same thing.
Well,
I'm talking about being sober. I'm talking
about altered state. Specifically beer.
Okay, I'm just talking about people that are sober. Sober means no drugs either, for that matter. I don't know, hang out with anybody. So what was your answer to that? Of course not.
Well, I do know some people who
hang out. It said that was the answer.
Well, I don't hang out with anybody.
No, I know that.
Oh, okay, there's that. Yeah.
Really? Are you going to sit around for 8 hours with some dude that doesn't have a beer?
Well, probably not.
Or if it doesn't get high, of course you're not. So that means your answer in that question would be no.
I'm thinking all my friends.
Sounds like
that
a job.
My dad doesn't drink that much, but he will have a whiskey Coke in the evening.
Well, then he drinks. Right? My dad's not drinking much because of his age now, but he'll still have a vodka once in a while.
Some of my golfing buddies aren't big drinkers.
Oh, they're high, though?
Oh, God, sure.
See, certainly. It's the same thing. So she basically wants to know, you hang out with anybody that's not sober.
Well, she doesn't really want to know. This is just a standardized quiz.
Got it. All right.
To see if you're a problem drinker.
I think we're going to have a problem with this survey. I think all of us are really going to nitpick this thing. It's going to be fun.
Well, anything to keep from actually answering the question.
Thank you. Well, I will tell you, I don't hang out with anybody that does not drink.
Yeah, if I filled it out,
I might know a few people, but I don't hang out with anybody that doesn't drink.
I think I know the answers to the quiz.
And by the way, it's not even a issue of looking or not looking. It's just most people do have a beer. Most people have a beer.
Sometimes I'm drinking too much, I don't notice that somebody else isn't drinking.
Craig's right, though. I'll submit this. If I did actually fill it out and submit it to her, she would say, and this would be our whole group here, she would say, these are the most evasive answers I've ever seen. What are you
holding? Doesn't make them wrong.
Are you holding a press conference?
Well, it kind of does.
What's your definition of the?
Yeah. What's another question?
I'm going to need more elaboration on this one.
And what she mean by problem drinker? Once again, no problem here.
Again, those are my words.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want to take a quiz like that because I think I know the answers.
Yeah,
you don't need to actually hear them.
Yeah, I don't want to hang out with people that don't drink. They're boring as hell. I mean, or get high. I want somebody that relaxes a little bit.
A paint huffer?
Yeah, I don't care.
Stain huffer?
Stain huffer for sure.
Yeah.
At least you don't have a gold face.
Be careful with that, Todd. We don't need to find you face down in a deck somewhere.
In a pile of turds you didn't scout?
He's going to stay in his own deck just for the buzz.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's a 45% jump in U.S. video game playing.
Oh, God, yeah. 45%.
Yeah, in the U.S. at least.
And that's, yeah.
Yeah, I was informed.
My son's 35% of that.
That there's a video game store open in this town, and they will deliver to your car.
Hmm.
You can order online or call ahead of time, and they'll meet you with it, because apparently there have been several video game emergencies that one of my friends had to... run to the store for.
I didn't realize. Apparently, almost 40% of people in the United States, 40% of U.S. gamers said that they now spend more time playing video games, which you would. If you like video games and you're spending more time at home, it only makes sense.
Well, the kids aren't in school. They're playing a ton of them. Sure,
It's there, and it passes the time.
I think the nunchucks on my friend's son's Wii broke, so that constituted... an emergency, and a visit to the essential video store shop.
Right. I can see that. That makes sense.
We've been playing Wii bowling at my house a little bit.
I remember playing that back in the day,
My son, he's like, he got bad at it at first because he wasn't good. Our youngest, he's like, this was made in the 60s. No, you just need to move the thing and you'll be fine. It's like, turn it and then it'll work. He's like, oh, okay.
The 60s. Remember when, first, when it first came out, we'd all do the full bowling move. I would. I would walk towards the TV and do the whole move.
Oh, yeah.
And you found out later it just took a wrist slip. I'm thinking, nah, I like doing the whole move.
I still take the step. It puts
so
me
I.
in the groove.
So do I take the step, too. But I haven't played that in years.
And then you wake up the next morning with a sore shoulder.
From bowling.
Yeah.
From wee bowling.
Yeah, I was just getting some bowling momentum going there, too. And
yeah, you were.
Shut me down.
Yeah.
I was going like every week.
Damn pandemic.
So they were doing a they canceled the Maha Festival, which is a big music festival in Omaha in August, and they were doing a story on that one of the local news stations. And the guy was at a big outdoor field, and behind him were just five nerds really bad at frisbee. And I'm thinking, well, they are social distancing, except they're all touching the same frisbee.
Yeah.
So I thought the same thing too. I'm thinking the guy wasn't there to talk to them; they were just the background of where they have this event in our city. And I'm thinking, okay, interesting story. Too bad that's going away, and for at least the year. In the back, and see, these guys weren't even that good at it. They weren't like a bunch of, it looked like nerds playing frisbee, but it was like, thinking, you're not really social distancing here because you're touching the same damn thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't.
Same with.
And they were really far apart from each other. There's four of them. I'm thinking, okay, that's good, except, oh, they're throwing the virus to each other.
And they just use that frisbee to break up some weed and smoke a joint with each other.
Probably.
Well, I mean, they're probably okay if they practice good discipline of not touching their face while they're doing that and then wash up as soon as they're done.
Maybe.
I mean, that's the same as being out anywhere and touching something.
Yeah, it is. But it also, if somebody had something on there and it spins and there's sweat on there, anything can happen. I'm saying it's probably pretty rare. It just seemed that's not social distancing.
Yeah.
That's why they say tennis isn't social distancing, because unless you use a new ball every time.
Oh, that's right.
Because you're touching the ball.
I do see people playing tennis from time to time. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So even if both of you
are fine, I guess. I guess you could play then. If you play with a family member, you can do anything with a family member.
Okay, but if both of you, you
can.
Don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know
no,
if you've
you
got it. 80% of us don't know if we've got it.
That's another point.
That's why the trouble.
I'm not being overly sensitive here. I think that
you don't know if you've got it.
There's asymptomatic carriers.
Which, yeah, like when you're playing basketball.
Georgia's governor just found that out because he's an idiot.
And even if you're not
basketball is stupid. They are banging into each other, though.
But even if you're not, you're all touching the same basketball. Nobody you bring your own separate basketball.
No, you don't. And all that, you know. Because I've heard people say, well, it's we're not playing 5-on-5. Because that 10-person rule doesn't it sound so ancient? Because our governor's still pushing this 10-person thing. What does that mean? Unless you got 10 people in the same house in the same family, it's too many people.
Yeah.
Being together.
Well, I think that's why those people have been in bars and stuff. And
right.
It's less than 10.
That's
less
it.
Than 10.
They think
it just creates an environment where you think that's
okay.
Well,
they also just can't get back to fact. They think that's the rules because that's what the virus says. We don't attack any more than 10 people. It's weird, you know.
But they don't know that there was a previous set of 10 people in there before.
Well, but even those 10 people rule doesn't make any sense anymore, because you shouldn't be with anybody unless it's your family members. I realize we're sitting here, but we are so-called essential workers, and they're keeping us here.
So I did with my kids. I'm just like, we're not going to do anything we don't have to do.
Right.
I have to go to work. Other than that, that's it. We store once a week.
That's what we do. And we're not better than anybody else. We're just following the rules.
We went through a drive-thru last night. That was exciting.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. You know, big day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've broken everything down to unnecessary risk and necessary risk. I need to come to work. That's a necessary risk.
Oh, I told you.
Speaking
of video games, my son said yesterday, just out of the blue, he said, hey, let's go to Target. And me and my wife yelled at him like he said, like there were monsters on the front door.
Yeah,
and
like,
we said, no.
What?
We both just screamed, no. Because the reason we scream was because he's always, like most kids, they have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Just a simple no would not be suffice. So we all went, no. Because I knew he would come back with, but.
Well, what?
But. He was actually going, Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
All right. Lighten up, Francis. I just asked a question.
Yeah, well, it's just crappy times.
Well, it's crazy, and it's something that it's 4 weeks ago had been like, yeah, sure.
I know. It's just weird times. We all know it. We're all living through it, trying to get together through it.
All right, our pilot buddy, Michael, has been playing some tennis.
He's got family members, so he probably plays with his son, right?
Well, here's what he does. We each open a can of balls for the server to use. You mark your initial... or whatever, on the balls that only you will touch.
Oh, that's a good point. Mm.
So you do have your separate tennis ball.
That would make sense because you're, yeah, the guy's just hitting the ball back, and if it's, you just don't pick it up.
Yeah, you only serve with your balls.
And you don't pick up a ball without your initial on it.
I'm going to put my wife's initials on my balls and see what happens.
We're not talking about tennis anymore.
You mean the ones in her purse?
Yeah. Well, they'd be right next to my initials. She'll let me. Your balls, right?
Can I see them real quick?
Our wife's initials are on all our balls.
Or what you could do is bring a golden retriever, and we'll find out from Dr. Mina whether or not golden retriever slobber kills the virus.
Oh.
Because, you know.
Yeah, but they're tough to serve once they're slobbered
on. They say
on.
When your dog licks a wound, it has that healing effect.
No, they say that, but not they with any sense.
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of crap.
It is crap because
you've heard it for a long time.
Right, that dog eats a turd and it
goes
comes
right
up
in your bloodstream. I don't believe that.
I'm just thinking if the ball's covered with slobber and you throw it up to serve, you're going to hit that thing and then slobber is going to rain down over you as you smack the ball.
Yeah, you are correct. Once a golden retriever gets a hold of a tennis ball, it's slobber.
Well, that's your ball
now. You don't want to touch it again.
Right. No.
Plus, they would just go nuts watching you play tennis.
Oh, yeah.
They get their exercise.
They would just...
Their head just goes back and forth.
Cruel and unusual making a golden retriever watch a tennis match in person.
What?
I want it.
We have a couple that are weird, though, because I walked the dogs past people playing tennis, and they didn't seem interested at all.
Yeah.
A normal golden retriever would have just been running back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
Well, they take their cues from their owners.
Right. What kind of retriever are you?
Could you hear them just going, ain't nobody got time for that.
Shut up and walk.
Yeah.
The governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, has declared April Confederate Heritage Month.
Yeah, he's a racist.
What?
I read into this. He's a complete racist.
How is that still a thing?
Because he could do it now because everybody's inside.
Yeah, a few days ago, he did issue the shelter-in-place order. And then he said, this month is Confederate Heritage Month. We're going to honor the soldiers who fought for the Confederacy during the Civil War. Some people think this might be insensitive.
He's a racist.
In the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, he knew he could get it passed.
He does have a history.
Of racism.
With pro-Confederate organizations.
Yes, he did.
Not racism, Tyler.
Oh, that's right.
Pro-Confederate organizations.
Yeah, that's racist.
Yeah,
that's
there's a big difference.
That's right. No, there's actually no difference.
He was even a member of the Kappa Alpha Order at Millsaps College in Jackson, which is known for its Confederate displays that have put them at odds with the black students on campus.
Yeah.
So that's your governor of Mississippi there.
That chick that Trump just hired to be the new press secretary, that blonde, they dug a bunch of racist tweets from her, too. Surprise.
Yeah. She tweeted some Trump hate, too.
Yeah. Well, at the end of February,
the coronas
she said, we will not see diseases like the coronavirus come here. And isn't it refreshing when contrasting it with the awful presidency of President Obama?
Yeah, that is on video, and she's talking, in case you're a non-believer of facts. That's on video.
But
she made a horrible racist joke about his Obama's brother in Kenya on a Twitter, you know. So she's a good woman.
What's her name?
McEnany.
McEnany. Kaylee McEnany.
Those blonde, vapid, conservative bitches.
Any pictures of her naked?
I'd like to see that.
I haven't looked.
Yeah, she ain't bad looking.
I haven't looked.
And she opens her mouth and she's really ugly.
Well, yeah, I just want to see pictures of her naked and not hear her talk.
Yeah, that whole clip, I saw that whole clip on the line the other day when they hired her. I thought, oh my God. Like the coronavirus will not be on our shores. It will be stopped because of Trump.
A lot of people think they just say it and it makes it true.
I know. Awful presidency of Obama.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, you got to look. Here's a clip.
Yeah.
The coronavirus and the president saying, you know, look, we're not going to take people in from China right now. I mean, isn't it just a matter of protecting us, our national security really being at stake? And he's sort of the last line of defense there. Or first
That's
line,
right.
I should say.
Absolutely. This president will always put America first. He will always protect American citizens. We will not see diseases like the coronavirus come here. We will not see terrorism come here. And isn't that refreshing when contrasting it with the awful presidency of President Obama?
Well, Kayleigh McEnany, thank you so much. Good to see you tonight.
Thank you.
God, that's why I don't watch
finally,
it.
Finally, somebody saying what needed to be said.
That is unbelievable how vapid both those bitches are.
Or wrong.
And that's on Fox. Well, vapid means wrong to me, too. Yeah, you're right. There's verifiable facts that are wrong in that, no matter how you feel about those women. Jesus. Go ahead, and what were you going to say?
It's awful. And it's done. And Obama, that was so long ago. Let's just concentrate on what's ahead. Stop bringing it up. Just do something.
Right. Well, they're not even doing that. Right. That's what we're depressed about.
No. We got to sit around and figure out who to blame for this.
Yeah.
Rather than take any action.
Well, it's not my fault.
Nope.
That's what you say. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Well, at least we're not dealing with the awfulness of, you know, being able to leave our house and find toilet paper and stuff. That was horrible. I hated that.
They were horrible times.
Right. That'll never happen.
8 years of Obama. We could go out and do stuff. Yeah. They were horrible times. Lewis Black in the next hour.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.